Good morning, New Mexico. Good morning, Albuquerque. It's the Go Local Boom radio show here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Remember, Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind these businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And make sure to visit us at GoLocalBoom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Don Johnson, and he's representing New Mexico Veterans Art. Welcome to the show, Don.
Hi, thank you.
So I'm excited to hear we have Veterans Day today, celebrating for all the veterans out there. Thank you all for your service, including you, Don, your veteran.
Thank you.
So tell us about New Mexico Veterans Art.
Well, New Mexico Veterans Art is a nonprofit organization, and we give a venue to veterans so they can display their art. And the art is all kinds of different art. There's 18 different categories in our show, currently on display at the Fine Arts Building at the State Fairgrounds, New Mexico Expo. Last night was our opening ceremony. It was amazing. We had a world-famous singer sing the national anthem, a band, a great guest speaker, Bernie Lamb. And there was quite a few prizes handed out, and you can go and see which paintings or sculptures won ribbons, and you can also buy them for Christmas presents, which is great because they're original art and no one will have anything like it in their Christmas gifts.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So how long has New Mexico Veterans Art or this show, this celebration been around?
Well, this is our 20th anniversary show. So 20 years we've been doing this, and every year it just gets better and better. This is the first time we've been on the radio. It's kind of exciting. I can't believe they chose me to speak, but it's fun and a little embarrassing.
So. It's all good. There's a reason. So give our listeners a little bit of background about your service to our country. And again, thank you for that, as well as how you became part of this organization.
Okay. Well, I was a helicopter pilot in the United States Navy. I went to flight school in Pensacola, Florida, as all great naval aviators do. Then I moved all around the world, lived on ships, lived on coasts, and got to do and see some wonderful things. And then I became a lawyer and slowed down a bit and joined New Mexico Veterans Arts to practice my art, which I've been doing all my life. And they're a wonderful, wonderfully supportive group of artists, and it's good to be a part of them.
So tell us about your art. What kind of medium?
I do oil paintings.
Okay.
Every year I do a Day of the Dead painting from the Marigold Parade, which just happened last week. I try to post that up sometime during the year. And then I try to do at least one painting a month because I do still have a full-time job. I've been on the cover of New Mexico Bar Bulletin several times. They're quite kind and put me on the cover. And I was on... I was on a cover of a magazine called the Tigris Times, which was the embassy in Baghdad. Put me on the cover for some artwork I did while I was stationed in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
And that was a lot of fun and quite an honor.
I bet.
Yeah. But I have two paintings in the show. One is a still life of an old-fashioned, the drink and all the contents. And the other one is a model in a black dress. Both oil paintings. A couple of sketches I did at our Rio Grande Zoo. I sketched a giraffe, and then I sketched this female gorilla during the eclipse day. I took the day off work on the eclipse, and I went and I watched the gorillas. They're usually really they move around a lot, but when the eclipse started happening, they slowed down and they just started looking at me. And there was this one gorilla and she posed for the longest time. I got the greatest sketch from her and I was so proud of it. I have it for sale at the show. However, if no one buys it, I'll be happy to put it in my house.
I can imagine how fascinating.
Yeah. So we have 18 categories of art there, ranging from metalwork, sculptures, leatherwork. There was this one lady that brought in three quilts that were bright, huge contrasts of colors, orange and black and beautiful colors. And she had a vibrant personality herself. And those are something to see. It's an eclectic group, really an eclectic group.
Well, and it's great that the veterans are being able to be represented in this way to show a different part to them, as well as I imagine for some of them, the art itself is a type of therapy.
It is. A lot of our artists talk about how their art helps helps them relax, think about other things, concentrate on something other than things that are troubling them. I know there's a lot of our veterans are in art therapy and use this as an outlet and part of their therapeutic routine. But the work that is produced is something to be celebrated. And that's what we do every year. We have this right on Veterans Day, and we put it in the same building, the Fine Arts Building. And the ceremony was fun, as it is every year. But last night was special.
So is there a cost for people to attend to go see the art? What's the process? They're parking, all of that?
It's absolutely free. You can walk into the building anytime it's open. We're open, from today, the 11th, all the way to the 25th of November. And we're going to have someone there to probably escort you through and show you around. Everything's for sale. And we also have a silent auction area. So if you want to join the silent auction, you can pay a couple of dollars for a raffle ticket. I'm sorry, I forgot the rest of your question. What was it?
Just mainly to see if people can get in and the hours and so forth. So you did provide
There's one
that.
More thing I want to mention. The parking at the State Fair, they do
parking.
They do charge $5 sometimes. Sometimes I have to pay and sometimes I don't. I don't know what the rule is on that. I'm happy when they don't charge me and I don't ask questions, but I know sometimes they do. So I keep $5 handy to park there.
Good point. Yes, I've had the same experience. It's not always consistent.
Right.
So have your cash ready because I know they don't take cards.
They don't
when
take cards. And I hope that that doesn't destroy the
right
the freebies.
Well, and hopefully for Veterans Day, it'll be one of those things, a goodwill kind of thing.
That would be nice, yeah.
Helping people to go and see the show. So in terms of everything being for sale, do you have a range or an idea of what the costs would be for the pieces that are up for sale?
Yeah, I was the juror, so I let in all the, I let in all the work. And so I got to see the prices. And we have prices, I want to say, all the way from a dollar raffle ticket or some cards you can buy at the silent auction to mail to people for a few dollars. There was one sculpture, and I think it's the highest priced item, was $6,500.
Okay.
So from $1 to $6,500, just bring
it. Something to fit everybody's budget, literally.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Something
from, just a kid who wants a Christmas card all the way up to a visiting rock star that wants to buy a nice sculpture.
There you go. And we have plenty of rock stars in Albuquerque,
sure.
So I'm sure all of it's going to go, and that would be fantastic.
That would be wonderful.
So in terms of the proceeds from the sale, does that go to the artist, to the organization, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. 25% goes to the organization so that we can support the show and the artists and advertising for the event. It does cost to, sometimes to rent to the event, and there are some things we have to pay for. But most of it goes to the artist, the veteran that created it. And it's not only a veteran. It's also spouses or partners that are represented in the show as well.
Okay. And that's great to know, because I think sometimes people will second guess whether they're going to buy a luxury item, for example, like art.
Right.
But if they know it's going to, one, a good cause, and two, to someone who is supporting your livelihood, et cetera, it helps make that decision a little bit...
A little bit easier.
A little bit easier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so I have, for instance, my two drawings, I priced them at $125, and my two paintings, I think I priced them somewhere around $800. Oil paintings are kind of expensive to create, by the way.
I
tell people how much it costs to paint an oil painting. They're always surprised. For instance, the canvas costs anywhere between $50 to $100. Framing it could cost between $80 to $400.
Right.
And then a tube of paint's $30 and a paintbrush is $10, and now you're $600.
And you haven't even added your time in.
And you haven't added your time in, and you ask someone to pay for it and say, it cost me $600 to make, and there's... they're shocked.
Right.
So, so yeah, it's an expensive hobby. It is.
It's definitely something you must love.
That's true. You really do have to love it, and you have to be proud of your work. So, to continue to put money into it.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the one great thing about art, and I imagine some of the artists will be there. Is that true?
Yeah. We've got artists, floating in and out all through the month. We have tried to, tag artists to sit there during some period of time always. So
okay,
I never know which artist it's going to be when you walk in, but there will be someone there that put work in, and they can point and show you which one it is.
Excellent. Well, I've been talking with Don Johnson, and he's representing New Mexico Veterans Art, and you can get more information at newmexicoveteransart.com. The show opens today. Well, officially it opened last night with the celebration, but you can go and visit the art and the artists at Expo New Mexico at the Fine Arts Building, starting today, 10 o'clock, right now during the show. Get on over there till 4 o'clock until the 25th of this month. So get on over there, support this organization as well as the artists who created it, veterans and their family members or representatives, and have a great time and let people know about this opportunity. I mean, if they're not listening to Go Local Boom, you know plenty of people. Let them know that it's out there.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being on the show, Don.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Yes. So we'll be right back with our next guest. Again, I'm Krista Benavides. This segment brought to you by Rocketbox SEO. We'll be right back. This is 1050 KTBL. Happy Saturday, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom. Welcome back. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes, conference keynote presentations, and breakout sessions, and much more. Schedule your free consultation at chispasperformancesolutions.com. My next guest is Ron Perea, and I'll let him tell you who he's representing this morning. So welcome to the show, Ron.
Thank you ever so much. Or should I say gracias, chica?
Sí, está bien también.
You know why, ladies and gentlemen, she wanted me to open mouth? Because I promise you, once you get me started, you can't stop me.
Oh, well, I will stop you. So tell us who you're representing today.
Oh, see, the boss comes up. The La Jefa comes up. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gutierrez Hubble House Museum is the oldest place in central New Mexico. If you have never been to the Gutierrez Hubble House, shame on you, because it is a walk through time.
So let me back up for a second. So the Gutierrez Hubble House, that's a Bernalillo County property, right?
Yes.
So tell us where it is, what the hours are, so we can get a foundation for people to visit, and then you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can take a walk through time back 400 years when the property was first, I guess you could say, settled, and it morphed into what it is today. But if you want to take a walk through time, I'll take you through a walk through time. If you want to let me be your tour guide on Saturdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, I'm going to tell you all about it. May I?
Yes, please. First, tell us where it's located so that people can make a note of how to get there.
Easy to find. It is in the little town of Pajarito, which is 2.5 miles south of Rio Bravo on Isleta Boulevard. On Isleta Boulevard, remember that name, Isleta Boulevard. Why? Because up to 1926, from the year 1600 to 1926, that is 426 years, the road was called the El Camino Real, the longest highway in North America. And as such, time traveled over this road because that was the only way one could travel is up and down this road from Mexico City to Santa Fe. And then as time went on, it spread out from a ruck-putted road wider and wider, especially after armies passed through. The initial army that came through was in 8 years after the Alamo battle when Texas invaded New Mexico. They sent up an army, didn't think they were going to have any problems. They were surprised.
At the resistance.
Yes, and that resistance would grow into was consisting of local New Mexican soldier civilians. And it's credited for what would become eventually morphed into the New Mexico National Guard.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
And so that is, and then only a few years later, in 1861, Texas invaded again. In 1861, this time under the guise of the Confederacy. So they marched north from the battle that they won down in Val Verde, which is about 20 miles east of Socorro. And they won. They won handily. So they continued marching north, right past the Gutierrez Hubble House. As they marched north, they camped in a little town called Albuquerque, a little village, a little hamlet. That's why they left those Confederate cannon that are now in the Civic Plaza. That's where they came from, before they would march on to their devastation at Glorieta.
Yes, near my hometown, Glorieta Battlefield.
You know how the Confederate Union, you know how the Colorado Union beat the Confederate Army? They didn't kill more men. They just wiped out the Confederates' food and ammunition, forcing these Confederates to hightail it right back down the El Camino Real back to Texas. And that was the last time they ever thought about that. And so that was that. And then over time, this road would develop into the number one highway for commerce, because the Gutierrez Hubble House had the biggest trucking company in the Southwest. They were taking north, south, and east, and west. They, well, maybe I should correct that. They called it a trucking company.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we would be calling it a mule train.
Ah, good point.
Giving you a better point.
So tell us about the history behind the name, Gutierrez Hubble House. Like, is that, are those names of two people? Tell us about that.
Good question. Now, there was the Mexican War, where the United States of America first took over New Mexico. And in their attacking of Mexico, they went different routes. One of the routes was straight down through the El Camino Real, straight into Mexico. And as they did, the United States stationed platoons up and down the Santa Fe Trail. One of the trails was right there in Pajarito. And there was this platoon consisting of back eastern United States of America troops. One of them got just completely forgotten about. They were stationed in the little town of Pajarito, and they forgot all about it. And it got so bad that 5 years later, the commander of this Union platoon decided, he got bored and discouraged. He decided to retire. But he had a rare talent that nobody else in that area did. Tu hablo español y en inglés. He could speak English and Spanish, and he sold himself, hired out as a translator. Because at that time, this now, it was all USA, and everybody in that area knew that they better start talking English yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sold his services to all the El Patrons, the guys who had the money,
right,
to pay him to translate.
And so this was Gutierrez?
No, this was Hubble.
This was Hubble, okay.
My name is Ronald Lee Perea. Ladies and gentlemen, the first El Patron that he sold his services to was Juan Julián de Perea de Bernalillo. And so that's how far my family goes back. And that's how I got involved with the Gutierrez Hubble House, because it was a link for me to study my past. Well, then another El Patron that he met was Juan Nepocino Gutierrez.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Ron Perea, who is a representative from Bernalillo County Gutierrez Hubble House Museum. And he's giving us some history on the Gutierrez Hubble House, as well as just New Mexico history. So he's continuing with how the name came to be.
Well, Hubble met and started working for Juan Nepocino Gutierrez. After liking him, working with him, Juan Nepocino took a liking to this young buck from Connecticut Yankee. He says, you know, you're 24-year-old, in Spanish, of course, you're a 24-year-old kid. How would you like to meet my 16-year-old daughter? You know, she is an old maid, but would you still like to meet her? Now, she was blonde and blue-eyed, believe it or not. And so this Connecticut Yankee said, hey, yeah, he was only 24 years old. So, heck yeah. And so the next thing you know is a marriage was set up. The guy didn't argue hard, because along with her came 40,000 acres.
Interesting.
And so they became, why is this of import? They became marriage license number one between the new American culture and the old Spanish culture.
Fascinating.
Number one.
So the first inter-ethnic marriage.
1848. And so as a dowry, Juan Nepocino gave Hubble, James Hubble, a three-room hacienda in the middle of 40,000 acres. Now, it was once 18-room hacienda, but after 100 years, what does adobe happen when it's been berated by rain every year?
Oh, yeah, it starts to melt away unless
That's
you're keeping up with it.
And so they rebuilt it, though, into a 19-room hacienda, what it is today. And over the years, they raised generations of Hubbles, who become a prominent American family, by the way. Same Hubbles that the space telescope is named after.
Mm-hmm.
The same Hubbles that there is a Boston Red Sox Cooperstown All-Star in. And Carl Hubble, All-Star pitcher. And then recently, if you've seen some TV commercials about some young bucks selling their contact eye lenses, Hubble contact eye lenses, same family.
Interesting.
So it's a prominent family. Well, over the years in this home, the Hubbles raised five generations. Each generation was 10 kids were born.
Oh, wow. So there's no shortage of Hubbles.
But, yes, there is. You know why?
Why?
99% of them were women.
Girls. So they need to keep the name alive and just not take their husband's, their spouse's
well,
name.
What happens when a woman gets married outside the family? And they change their name, right?
Right.
New interest in life. Forget about the old where they came from. And so as such, when the last living Hubble died in this house in 1974, she was 74 years old. And there was no more Hubbles to take care of this place. So it started to decline. In the year 2000, the county bought it, rejuvenated it beautifully to what it was once. And so that's what we, it took them 10 years, but now it is a great walk through time.
So tell us about some of the events that are hosted at the Hubble House. You've told me some things offline as we've met at different networking events. So tell our listeners, what are some
instance,
things they can look forward to?
A couple of weeks ago, there was the Wine Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have the Food Festival. They have the season, various kinds of festivals throughout the year. But primarily, the Bernalillo County hosts farming seminars two Saturdays a month. If you have any aspiration into farming, boy, they'll tell you with experts galore on those Saturdays. So call up the Bernalillo County; they'll give you updates and calendars. But that's the mainstay of the Gutierrez Hubble House.
Excellent. So I know I had spoken with you in the past about taking my kids there, but it sounds like it's something for a little bit older, maybe teenagers and older.
Yes,
in terms of
you got to have an appreciation of history.
Okay.
And because that is basically its prowess, is the fact that it's rich in New Mexico history. Once surrounded by 40,000 acres, now with time, just the 10 acres. But 10 acres of green, 100-foot trees, can't beat it.
Right, and the South Valley is beautiful, and so that's one of the go-to places in the South Valley if you've never been there. Because I know there's people, if you live in the Northeast Heights or the West Side or what have you, it's one of those things where it's an escape in our own backyard.
And do you want to take in the beautiful color changes of the fall? Now is the time. And I got to tell you, I give tours, ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. I want to be your time traveler. Come on down.
That's an excellent, excellent idea, especially now we have the weather. It's still fairly moderate. So take a trip down to the South Valley and go visit the Bernalillo County Gutierrez Hubble House Museum. And again, they're open from on Tuesday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And is there anything coming up in the month of November that people should know about?
Yes. You know what? I'm giving tours every Saturday.
So in addition to that,
that's a primary attraction. Are you kidding me?
You're right. You're quite entertaining and very knowledgeable.
December 8th, we're going to have our Christmas celebration, our holiday season. So come on down.
December 8th?
free pozole.
Oh, nice. That's worth it right there. Take an opportunity to...
December 8th, Friday.
December 8th. Let me make a note of that. And so all of our listeners, December 8th, head to the Bernalillo County Gutierrez Hubble House Museum, free pozole, and the holiday celebration.
But come on a Saturday. I would love to give you a tour.
And Ron is very entertaining, very knowledgeable. So if you're thinking about going down, Saturday is an opportunity to go down when he is there. So it's been great having you on the show, Ron. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we will be right back with our next guest. You've been listening to Ron Perea from the Bernalillo County Gutierrez Hubble House Museum. We'll be right back with our next guest. This is Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom. I'm Krista Benavides, your host with Chispas Performance Solutions. And we're on to our final guest this morning, saving the best for last, yes. I think. And this is Shelly Drayel, and I'll let her tell you more about what she does. Welcome to the show, Shelly.
Thank you, Krista. So what I do is I am a registered dietitian nutritionist, which sometimes people pull back from me when I say that, but that is I help people make healthier eating choices, healthier lifestyle choices. I am not there to judge anybody unless you're paying me to do that, but I still don't like to do that with people. Registered dietitian nutritionist, and I've been in Albuquerque as of this month 34 years, which already dates me there.
Well, it's home then.
It is now home for me. I thought I would leave as soon as I could, and I did not.
So, right. Well, yeah. This is perfect timing having you on the show, and I'm so excited because it's right before the holidays.
Right.
So people can have a more proactive approach to being a little bit healthier during the holidays. So give us some, first of all, how to contact you, and then give us some information about how you guide people through the holidays, because that can be a minefield.
Right. So how to contact me, the best way to contact me, find me, is through my website, which is my name, Shelly with an E-Y, Rael, R-A-E-L, although I have purchased the domains. If you misspell it, you should still be able to find me. But ShellyRael.com, that has all my social media links, way to message me, send me a message, and learn more about what I offer to people in general.
Excellent. So ShellyRael.com, and then... the minefields of eating over the holidays.
Right. So it is not uncommon this time of year that I get lots of questions. Just dietitians in general get lots of questions on how to manage the holidays, how to handle parties, Halloween candy, even though that seems in the distant past now, Thanksgiving and everything like that. And for the most part, we tell people not to get too uptight about it, which tends to be surprising to a lot of people that we as dietitians, or at least myself and many of the people that I interact with, say, lighten up. Not so much saying that you have to skip things with regard to what you eat, but be very mindful of what you choose. Enjoy the things of the season. So there are just some foods that you do not have any other time of year. Enjoy those and maybe skip the things that you can have any time of year. But I think a lot of people get worried about weight gain and that sort of thing during the holidays, which it is a year-round thing that we should be paying attention to how we eat. And I find that some people just at this point of the year will just throw up their hands and just say, never mind, I'll just worry about it till January. But if we can stay on top of things, be mindful, as I keep using that word mindful, as in just pay attention, not saying you have to skip things, but don't go all out necessarily if you're not comfortable doing that. Most people aren't enjoying overeating. They just realize they've done it after the fact.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know one thing I've found, because I think I've been following my nutrition and so forth since I was tiny, since I was a little girl.
Right.
For better or for worse.
Right.
But now as I'm an adult, recognizing exactly what you said, that it's not just about these holidays.
Right.
It's about the entire year. It's about lifestyle. And so planning comes into play.
Exactly.
So give us some recommendations or tips, if you will, about what you would recommend for people on how to plan to be more mindful during those holiday parties, Thanksgivings, whatever, because it's not only just this time of year, but like we're talking about the entire year.
Right. Well, I use the keyword that I like to tell people, plan. Okay. And I'm a huge planner. I'm not saying you have to plan every single movement, every single moment of your day. But the plan is, if you know, for example, what time you're going to be having Thanksgiving dinner, plan back from that. So if dinner, as it varies by so many families, if dinner's at 2 o'clock, getting up and skipping breakfast is probably not the best bet, because by the time 2 o'clock rolls around, you're going to be starving. And some people have this idea, well, Thanksgiving is all about having as much as you can put on your plate. But I say it's more of have a meal, a breakfast, something to tide you over until your mid-afternoon dinner, if that happens to be what it is. And then enjoy a little bit of everything that you like. I've discovered there are just so many things that I don't care for. I'm a picky eater, I admit that. But having a little bit of the things rather than piling on.
That's a great point. And I agree with you in terms of having breakfast, having almost sticking to your regular meal plan. And then at the dinner, if it's at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or, you know, before and after the whatever the football game is, planning for that accordingly.
Right.
What about things like, I've always read and I've heard, and the recommendation has been given to me, to start the meal off with soup so that it fills you up a little bit more and then helps you to curb, if they have skipped breakfast, being able to start off with soup or a salad to kind of buffer our digestive system. And then when we go into the eating, we all tend to eat less.
Right. Well, and that works if you're listening to your body. And I know that seems like an abstract term to say listen to your body. But if we have something to eat ahead of time, so it's common that we have fresh veggies before the meal as we're waiting for everybody to show up, or having soup, and this could be any meal, having that is helpful. If you listen to, as you're eating, to stop when you feel satisfied. Sometimes people will keep going without paying attention to how they feel, and they find it doesn't help because they weren't listening or being, as I said before, mindful of how they feel. They get so excited about the once a year food, they just continue to eat. So it is definitely helpful, even having water, soups, salad, veggies, whatever it may be, that water-based food to help fill you up or make you feel the sensation of fullness. So in the long run, you eat less, but we still have to pay attention to the signals our body is telling us. And not everybody does that. That's one of the big issues I find is people, we say what they eat with their eyes,
right?
Yeah. They fill up the plate. And if it's still on the plate, they feel they have to eat it. And that's a difficult thing because some of us were raised clean your plate. And I do not like food waste, but I will stop eating if I am finished, even if there's still food on the plate.
Right. That's a great point.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Shelly Rael. She's a registered dietitian and nutritionist, giving us some tips on healthy eating the entire year and particularly how to prepare for the holidays. And so you have some events or some opportunities that are coming up that people could participate in with you directly, correct? So
correct.
Tell us about those.
So I have a couple of programs. The first one I want to talk about is what I have named the Happy Healthful Holiday Program. This starts November 15th and runs through January 3rd. And let me make it clear what this is. This is a virtual program where on Wednesdays and Sundays, I send you an email with tips on being mindful and conscious of what you're doing. It is not a diet plan, but it is things that you can do or are things that you can do and implement into your life during this time to help you minimize your stress and minimize your weight gain. So no rules, as I just said the word no, but I'm not giving a bunch of rules. It's being aware of your surroundings of what are those things that you can do to minimize these challenges of this time of year. So it's emails. It's a private Facebook group. So you, when you join this program, you're part of that Facebook group, and I will be in that Facebook group live a few times during this program. So this is to get you to 2018. So you don't have to be at the beginning of 2018 saying, what happened? What am I going to do? So that you can find on my website under my seasonal programs. That is a paid program. It's a low cost, but paid program. But there's another free program that I'm offering called 12 Days of Wellness. That is December 4th through December 19th, 12 days of just simple email tips to keep you thinking about healthful things that you can do during the holidays right before the Christmas, New Year's time.
Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all those other
everything that we all celebrate together.
Right. Yeah. That's exciting. So the 12 Days of Wellness, that starts December 4th, runs to the 19th, and then the Happy Healthful Holidays, November 15th through January 3rd. And that one, wow, that's really reasonable. Only $74 to register for that.
It's $74. That starts November 15th. So you can register now through the morning of the 15th. I was going to cut it off on the 14th, but I know we like to procrastinate around here. So as long as you're in by the 15th, you will be in the program. And again, it's virtual. The 12 Days of Wellness is virtual because I don't want to ask anybody to have to come somewhere.
Right.
During this time, like, oh my gosh, it snows here, we freeze, we do not do anything. So, you know, I don't want to risk that. So it's all virtual and you can just look, listen, and implement as you feel is appropriate.
And that's great because that's all we need is one more excuse, right?
Exactly.
To not do something
exactly.
Like that
yeah.
For ourselves. Well, I'm glad you brought up the point about the cleaning the plate thing because I was raised like that too. You serve it, you eat it. And, right. I learned very quickly not to pay attention to my body. And I have two small children. And when they say they're done, they're done. Now it goes back in the refrigerator and they eat it for leftovers for two more days or wherever till whenever they finish it or it goes bad, whatever. Cause I hate wasting food as
right,
well.
Right.
But that's one thing as an adult, I'm only starting to do probably in the last 10 years or so to really listen.
Right.
To what my body's telling me.
Right. And I think that's a difficult thing because our serving sizes are so huge in our society today that we still see that we have to clean up the plate and working on helping people understand it's okay to not clean the plate. There is this fine balance between the food ways, but like you said, leftovers, it's tomorrow's lunch. And
right.
Actually that works great for me, but it's a tough thing to move from what we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to change. It's okay.
Yes. Change is okay. There's nothing wrong with it. Although one thing that has helped me is I've worked with several personal trainers over the years.
Right.
And when you're eating from a meal plan where it's identified how many carbs and proteins and fats you're supposed to have, like just to keep your body going.
Right.
When you're done, you're done.
Right.
Like,
right.
You might not feel satisfied, so you have some more water. But that for me has been helpful because
right.
I'm told this is how much you need to eat.
Right.
And so that has helped me retrain. And so I'm sure you have lots of tips like that.
Well, and there's lots of things that we can do, but recognizing that what we have in front of us is enough. And a lot of times people, when I started making what I say, quote, normal serving sizes, my family was like, what are you trying to do? Starve us? I'm like, this is a normal serving size. If you're still hungry, you can have more, but let's get used to what a normal serving size is. And most people find they can be satisfied with an appropriate amount of food. We just need to change the mindset there.
Right. And it's a habit, just like
it is. Totally a habit. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Sally. I mean, we could continue talking for hours, I'm sure. So we'll have to have you back for like a part two.
Sounds good. Thanks, Krista.
It's been a pleasure. So this is Shelley Rael, a registered dietitian and nutritionist. And I'll give you more of her information at the wrap up, but you can find her at ShelleyRael.com. This is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'll be right back with the wrap-up. Good morning once again, Albuquerque. You're listening to Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Cheese Bus Performance Solutions. What a great lineup we had again this week, learning about some organizations and local gems here in our community. So the first guest was Don Johnson. He's representing New Mexico Veterans Art, and they have their show going on today through the middle of the month. And you can go find them at the Expo New Mexico at the fairgrounds in the Fine Arts Building. And 18 different categories of art, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. And so go see them, go meet the artists if they're available. The art is available for purchase. You can also see who won. Last night was the award ceremony for the show, and so you can go see who won in the different categories. And that is going on this weekend and through the middle of the month. Our second guest was Ron Perea with Bernalillo County Gutierrez Hubble House. And so a local gem. I actually wasn't aware of the Hubble House until I met Ron last year at a networking event and have learned more about it since then. And it's a great opportunity for you to revisit the past or learn some New Mexico history, or just be exposed to something you might not have been aware of otherwise. Even as a native New Mexican, I didn't know about it. Knew about the Glorieta Battlefield, which he mentioned, but didn't know about the Hubble House until, like I said, last year. So that's an opportunity for you to go and learn about our history, whether you're native or not. And if you are looking at getting into farming, he mentioned that they have classes that help out people that are wanting to either develop their land, and I think they even have a partnership with people that can go and farm their land and then harvest their own vegetables and whatever they plant. So look into that. You can find them at the Bernalillo County website. And then our final guest was Shelly Rael, and she is a registered dietitian and nutritionist, someone you want to get to know, especially now around the holidays. Although it's like she said, it's about lifestyle. Eating year-round, being healthy and mindful year-round. And that way, when the holidays come around, you're not going off the deep end and hopefully not eating out of stress as well. And so planning appropriately. She has two opportunities to work with her. One is a free program. That's 12 days of wellness. That begins December 4th and goes through December 19th. And that is free. And then the Happy Healthful Holiday Program, and that runs from this month, November 15th, through the beginning of 2018, through the 1st of January. And registration for that program is only $74. So again, she said there's no rules. It's about helping you become more educated and more mindful about the choices that you're making. So it sounds like a great opportunity for those of you who might have been intimidated or had maybe some not so positive experiences with your health and nutrition in the past, to be able to go through in a virtual setting and get some guidance to help you get on the right track for 2018. And the great thing is that it starts before 2018. So what a great way to be proactive for your health and wellness before the new year starts. And so once again, be aware that this show is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO. If you have a business who is not represented online, you need to contact Rocketbox SEO. They manage your digital marketing campaigns and your website, as well as the SEO that goes along with that. And what's SEO? Well, contact them. They can give you the education as to what that is about. Search engine optimization, in case you are wondering what that stands for. Visit them at rocketboxseo.com. And then, of course, it is also brought to you by Chispas Performance Solutions. Last week, I shared with you what I had experienced with a client last year in terms of the people participating in the class weren't really bought in, and I was able to find out that it was because of the leadership within the organization. Well, I want to share with you a great celebration from last week. I was doing a lunch and learn with a client. A lunch and learn is a 45-minute to an hour program that I do with a company who has a short amount of time, but they want to get education in. And so this is a series that I'm doing for this client. Last week was the first one. I'll go back in a couple of weeks for the next one, and then every 2 weeks until I've done four sessions. So last week was on communication strategies. And the great thing about that class was they got the opportunity to assess themselves and identify their dominant communication style. They also then got to learn about the dominant communication style of the people with whom they work. Why was that beneficial? Because they were able to realize in a very short amount of time after finishing the assessment, why in the past some of their messages were not well received by other people who don't have the same dominant style they do. So it was really exciting to see, and you could see the light bulbs going off, and I'm really looking forward to next week when I get to give them more details on how to read each other in terms of recognizing what mode, not mood, mode they are in, so that they can better communicate with each other. And I recommended that they use the information off the job as well, because I find that a lot of our more challenging interactions are with people that we spend a lot of time with and that we love a lot, our friends and family members. So that's what I'll be looking forward to next week. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show this week. As always, you can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock here on 1050 KTBL. Visit us online at GoLocalBoom.com.